Ubinitona the matona achas. Not to the korban. The dam of a bechor, let's say, cut mixed up with the dam of a maisi behema. They both only have one matona on the mizbeach. So locher is poshid. You lost the matona achas. You have nothing to lose. Make the one zrika on the bottom part of the chuta sikro and yotza both kabonas. What's going to be matan arba of a matan arba? Let's say also a dam of a korban, like a dam of an oila, cut mixed up with the dam of a shlomim. That both of them is a matan arba. The matan arba that is called shtei matan shen arba, it got mixed up together. So locher is yinost in the matan arba. Let him make now a zrika of shtei matan shen arba, because both dinim are the same thing, and they put it on the bottom part of the chutah sikra. What's going to be matan arba matan arba matan achas? Let's say a korban shlom and the dam of shlom got mixed up with the dam of a bechor. That one is only supposed to be one zrika, and one is supposed to be shtayim shem arba. So what do we do now? Even though they're both lamata from the chuta sikra, Rabbi Lezer Omer, yinostu b'matan arba. You should make the bigger amount of zrika. You should make the shtayim matonos shein arba. Even though for part of the dam you're not supposed to do so much, could be it's about taisif, but over here since you have some dam that needs it, it's better to make it. Rabbi Yeshua Omer know. You're better off only making one zrika. Since v'diyevet, even the one that needs two zrikas, he yotze with one zrika. So do that and not do two, because there'll be a part that'll be about Taisif. So on my Lord, Rabbi Eliezer says back to Yeshua, according to you, instead of making two matanas, you're only making one matana. So you're over the lab of Baal Tigra. You're doing less than you're supposed to. So Amar Lo Rav Yeshua, Yeshua says back, no. That according to Rav Lezer, for where you wait, Rabbi Taisif, listen, you're making two zrikas, that's more than you're supposed to. For part of the dam, you're only supposed to have one zrika. You're making two zrikas, you're over about Taisif. So what should we do here? So Amar Lo Rav Lezer, Lezer says like this, listen, Le'nem about Taisif, Elik Yeshua B'yatzmai. There's only a lot about Taisif, you're doing extra by itself. But over here, since the two dams got mixed up, and part of the dam has the mitzvah to make two zrikas, so I'm allowed to make the two zrikas shtayim shem arba. But Omar Lo Rav Yeshua, Yeshua says back, no, le'nema by tigra, elik shubiyatma, the same thing, the lab of by tigra, that I'm doing less than I'm supposed to, is only if you have the dam of a shlomim by itself, so there you're supposed to make shtayim, if you only make one, you're over by tigra. But over here, since it's mixed up with the dam of the bechor, you're better off just to make one. And what's the reason why? The yoydam of Yeshua says further also, that the throw is like this. Kishenasato, if you make two zirikas here, or vatra about taisiv, piyafisa maisibidecha, like you're doing more than you're supposed to for part of the dam, and you're doing it through an action, you're doing a maisibidecha. But the kushalaynosato, if you do not put the two zirikas, you only make one zirikam, true, it could be a vata vatigra, maybe for part of the dam. I'm doing less than I'm supposed to for the dam of the shlomim. He's supposed to make a shtayim shem arba, but still, the minor is, v'lo yosis a maisi v'idecho. I did not do a maisi v'idecho. I did not do a maisi v'ero. So therefore, shevi al tasa is better than a kumbi asay. So that's of Yeshua's svara, just make one zrika and not shtayim shem arba. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rebbe Lozom, Lehechsha Rabbi Eliezer El Shnaim Shnaim. When did Rabbi Eliezer say the heter? Only if you have two at a time. Avol Echad Echad Loi, but one at a time, it's Saka also. In other words, that's what it says in our Mishnah, that Kais Pekaisis, if you have one cup of dam from a Baal, Mum, and 100 cups of dam from a Tmimim, so Rabbi Eliezer says that if one dam was used already, you have a right to say that dam was a dam behema balmum, and the rest of the dams you can make a zrika. But on this, the Amor Rav Lozer says that only if you're doing this zrika of two kabbalas together, of two kaisas together, but not of one kais by itself. Like we had this far before, that if you do two at a time, for sure you're being oisik in at least one, that for sure is muta. So Amor says, most of Rav Din, me ask the question, the Chom say, even if you used up all the cases of dam, even though you only have one case left over, still you shofet liyama, you have to spill it out into the water, and you cannot use it for zrika. So the question is, why is the Chum saying this? According to Rabbi Lozo, even Rabbi Lev agrees. He only says that if you have two left over. When you have less than two left over, he also agrees you cannot make the zrika. So why do you say here, even if one was left over? There's no machlekes if only one was left over. So the Gemara says, oh, Malay Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yim, Yabat Achlipo, Asav, and I'll give you this for us like this. Ma'echa, what does it mean, one? It means zug echad. It means one zug. And utzricha, and we talk and need it. Meaning we need the chedushim, why he said twice. Rashi says, leflugi betavaya, reblezer, rabbon, rabbali mumim, evorim, evorim, v'kaisis, v'kaisis. How come we have the machlekes two times? Both by evorim, pieces of meat. If you make the akhtar, if you can burn them, or here by the kaisis, can you make a zrika? And we're saying the pshat is the same in both cases. But the blood is only matter if you have at least two left over. And the chum of you, even when you have two left over. Here, even though it says one, it's lav dafka one, the Gemara says, it means ma'echad zugechad, one pair. So I call upon him, how come we need the machlekes twice? Samar says yes. The yitma, bro, if you only learn the machlekes over here, welcome Reb Lezer, Mishum Yisavid, Beik HaProsay. Only over here, Reb Lezer says it's okay. In other words, if you only hear the first Shiloh, by Evorim with Evorim, where the pieces of meat got mixed up, the Shiloh could make the Kaporo, maybe over there, can you burn it? Reb Lezer says, yes, why? Yisavid, Beik HaProsay. Because you already made this Rikas Adam. And since the Korban has its Kaporo, therefore just to make the Gemara to burn the Evorim, here Reb Lezer's Mekel. If you have two pieces left over, you can make that Torah. I will be over now, Mishnah over here, where it's a question about the Yikadam itself, or, and the Moedah Lehun Rabbonin. Maybe Reb Lezer will be Machmir, like the Rabbonin to say, for the Yikad Kaporo, you cannot make this Rika. You have to be afraid maybe some Dam of a Baal Mum is mixed up here. So that's the Chiddush, even in the second case, also Reb Lezer argues them. The Yitle Bohud on the Machlek is over in the second case, over here by Kaisais, they'll call me Rabbonin. Maybe only over here to the Rabbonin say, that there's no din bittul, and you cannot even bring the last two cups of them. I will be horrible in the first machlekes by Evorim, by pieces of meat, and Modele Reb Lezer. Maybe over there, the Rabbanu would agree to Reb Lezer, then we would say a type of the Svara. And since already one Eva was burnt, that was the Eva, that was the Rosh of the Baal Mum, and what's left over now was the Tzmimim, and if you bring the two of them, for sure it'd be Mutta. So Tzricha, I need the machlekes both cases, that they both hold their Svaris, in both cases. Nothing more says to not awesome learn to machlekes over there. A mishtin Torah sluchis shenoflu teicher mayim kol shu sluchis. If you have what a jar, Rashi says shel mechatis hamugdoshim. You have a jar that has or a pitcher that has inside it the mechatis that's kodush from the water with the pei for the paradumam shenoflu teicher mayim the alma kol shu some regular water. Fell in here. So again, sluchis shenoflu teichemayim. Kolshu, even though a little bit of water falls in, Reb Lezer in there yaza shtei azoyis. When you make hazona, you have to do it twice. And then he's told, we'll soon see why. The chomim poisim. Chomim say no, it's no good. Chomim say it's possible. So what's like this? Bishleim rabbanim salvi yesh bila. The bottom holds in every little part. It's all a good mixture. It's all mixed up. So you have some mayim of chulim mixed into the mayim of mechatis. And also they hold, for yazor tzricha shir, that when you make tazor, you have to have a shir. So therefore, v'yei mitzvah from azoyis. And also, you can't be mitzvah one azor with another azor. Because each azor has to have a shir. So therefore, since the old yesh bila, you're missing the shir of the azor, because there's some water mixed into it. So if we do not have those shir, like Rashi says, v'yei kan shir, Shere Yeshbo Minapselis. I be Mishum de Mazesh there, so I is doing twice. Tess is the old Samastarif, one with the other. That's what Rabbanan says, Apostle. Ela Reb Lezer, because Reb Lezer, Mikasover. What does Reb Lezer hold over here? That he says he has to do it twice. Ikasover ain't Bila, for yours ain't Bila. It's not a good mixture altogether. It's okay, Mazesh there, so it's Meheve. Has it up to make Azot twice? Doma Tavaya Mayako. Maybe both times you're only spritzing water, you don't have the mechatis. No, the water fell in here. If you hold ain't bila, So you take it up, can all be one part, not mixture. So maybe only be mass of the water and not the mechatis. Eli, you must say, no, kesava yesh pila, we have less all you said, it's for yesh pila. It is called a good mixture. For the Gemara, he kesava yod, ein azor, the admonish, he kesava, ein azor, tzri kashiv yod azor, they don't have to have a shear, any little bit of the mechatis that goes on the tummy, makes him tor, is so long, wish to have zois, what do you have to do it twice for? One time should be enough. And rather, must be kesava yod, Hazor tzricha shir v'nechnami. Hazor has to have a shir. So therefore, one time is not enough. Maybe you're missing the shir, so you have to do it twice. To the monoshach, you have enough of the shir. The other Gemara goes weiter. But he kisav, if you're going to tell me that the Blazer holds, ein mitztarf in lazois, you can't be mitztarf to two lazois. Each one by itself has to have a shir. If so, what does it help you? Ki mazish te lazois mehevei. Why does it help you to do it twice? Each one doesn't have a shear. Vinam, and even if you want to tell me mitzvah from Azoyis, yes, you could put two Azoyis together to make one big shear. But Miyem, who told you the Molai Leshirei? Who told you you have enough of a shear? Like even if you hold Yesh Bila, maybe you have more water both times. But Avmin, there is Yesh Bila, and he says there is at least some part of the Mechatis here. But Lav Davki have Reiv? So maybe even by most of them, you don't have a shear. So what's Shlokshan Yablezer? So more so like this. Amar Shlokas, the Shlokas says, Le'oilom Yesh Bila, Enechnami. Yablezer holds Yesh Bila. Then every single, whenever you spritz it from the Mechatis, Avadi, you have some of the Mechatis there, and you have some of the water that was mixed in there. And also, the Hazor Tzricha Shir. He holds that each of the Hazor itself has to have a shear. Therefore, with one hazor, you're not yotzo, because you have some water mixed in there. You don't have enough of the shear or the mechatis alone. So what's the case over here then? The hoch of a mayaskino we're talking about over here. The goin shenis arvu achas piachas. That an equal amount got mixed up, that we know one cup of water got mixed up into one cup of mechatis. Therefore, the old yesh bila, there's an equal mixture, 50-50. Therefore, if you make two azois here, for sure you have at least one shear of azor. Rebbe, Rebbe says like this, Le'yelam milip shakibi is yesh bila. Rebbe Lez holds, yes, yesh bila. There is a good mixture. And the azor ain't tzricha shear, could be no. Really, azor does not need a shear. If so, what do you have to do the second time for? Why isn't there enough once? I tell you, with chinos of the kunsa rabbonin, it's only knas with rabbonin. Like we don't want him to gain on the deal. The loy mishtarshe shouldn't gain on the deal. Like if without the water, he would have used up more than mechatis. Now that some water falls in there, he uses less mechatis. We don't want him to gain. Therefore, it's chnas. He has to do it twice. Ravashi yomer ain't bila no. Could be yos ain't bila. Therefore, yaza shtei hazois. Ravashi says the girsa should be. That the case is only a little bit, mamash and mashu of water fell in, and the old zain bila. So therefore make two hazors. When you do the first one, amanashach, the water is either in the first one or in the second one, because the old zain bila, and only a small amount of water mixed in, fell in there. So therefore, by making two, for sure one of them is a good hazor. Mesri avakash on this. Rebbe says, that the Divrei Rebbe Elazar, according to Rebbe Elazar Shita, Hazor kosher mataras. Any little bit of Hazor you make is kosher. You do not need a shear. So for sure it's a kosher then. What does Rebbe Elazar say over here? You have to have two Hazors. And also Hazor ain't tzricha a shear. Hazor does not need a shear. And Hazor machtza kosher, machtza posel. That Hazor, half could be kosher, half could be posel. The Rashi says, don't think that a kosher was kosher only by itself. But maybe when there's a mixture that some psul is there, it's no good. No, even the hazor is made from half of his kosher, and half his posel, still it's called a good hazor. So it's a kosher, according to Rebbe Elazar, why do you have to have two hazors? One should be enough. The yoit secondly, tani will have head, you will not clearly like this. That a nitonim lamalo, shinisavo, nitonim lamatom,